this tune. It's about what we need. It's about what's happening. It's about what needs to happen. Revolution coming. Not violent. Not necessary. We have a democratic society. And the thing we want to revolt over is the fact that the democracy doesn't work anymore. It's been stolen by the plunderers who do what they want without regard for the will of the people. That's where we are. Now, one of the things, you know, it's not just money they've stolen. As you know, as you well know, it's not just money they've stolen. It's not just the $100 billion in debt with nothing to show for it. That's the problem. There's also this. The Democrats, the party of, well, the anti-science party. I guess that's the language they use against Republicans. But Democrats are the party that does not believe in science. They think that there's no physical difference between men and women. Democrats believe there is no physical difference between men and women, that it's all in your mind, all in your identity. If you look in the mirror and you see a girl, but you have the apparatus of a boy, so what? You're a girl. That's what they think, and they've put that into law. So now they require that men, high school age men, who identify as being women, that they are women, and that they have to be allowed to compete against the female athletes. This is science denial at its worst, and it shows just how desperate they are to pander to special interest groups rather than provide rational, responsible leadership. At least that's my view. I'd like to get yours, please. 860-522-9842. Yep, right now. I'm not going to do any long-winded rants unless you want me to. But I'd like to get your opinion. Do you agree? I specifically want people who think that there is no difference between males and females. If that's your belief, I want you to articulate it and explain why. I've heard liberals do this, and it's kind of shocking. Emily Bazelon, do you know her? She's a sometimes Yale sort of professor, you know, like associate professor or something like that. But she's a real, she writes for the New York Times, lives in Connecticut, and hosts a podcast that's fairly prominent from Slate Magazine. And I heard her one day talking about this, and it was just remarkable to me. And she said, well, they Democrats think that men who see themselves as women are women. It's not that they believe them to be women, but they are women. And women who believe themselves to be men are men. And it was kind of shocking to me because Emily Bazelon's somebody who's intellect I admire. I like listening to her, even though she's a raging lefty. Obviously, it's fun to hear her ideas and stuff. But then she says something like that, and I think, okay, what's going on here? Something wrong with the brain. But I try to internalize that. I try to imagine myself on the other side of the argument. How would I convince myself that somebody who believes themselves to be a werewolf is a werewolf, or somebody who believes themselves to be a cat is a cat, or somebody who believes themselves to be a gender that they aren't actually is that gender? And the way you do it is you say to the best I can figure out anyway, but I'd love you to explain if this is your belief system. The best I can figure is that you would say there are two parts. There's the physical part and there's the identity part. This is as far as I can go with it. There's the physical part of you and there's the identity part of you, what you believe yourself to be. And it's possible to have, what do they call that? A dysphoria or something like that? Is that the right word? Where you've got some disorder of your brain. where the identity doesn't match the reality. But that would require that you say, we know that there is a difference between men and women, but for the functionality of society and to provide the best path forward for the people suffering from this disorder, that we want to treat them in a way that respects what they believe themselves to be. Now, this argument makes sense, right? That we would want to, I mean, logically it makes sense. It still creates problems, and therefore I don't know how easily you can embrace it, but certainly, you know, I've got an old family friend whose grandson, he's like 4 or 5 years old, and he fully believes himself to be a girl, and the family's embraced it. And, you know, anybody going through that has my complete compassion. And I suppose I would do whatever the family wanted to do if it was my grandchild. And I would love the kid. I wouldn't worry about how they were identifying. But in terms of the world functioning, is it fair? Is it fair to have men running and competing as female athletes because they believe themselves to be female? Because that's where the anti-science part of the Democrats comes in. The scientific fact remains that the transgender athlete in that case would have much more power, much more speed, much more weight, much more muscle mass than an actual physical female. And I don't know how you reconcile that and how you get to where Emily Bazelon got and said, no, that person is a woman if they believe themselves to be a woman. Can anyone explain that, please? It's just so confusing. How can somebody who is physically a man be a woman? Explain. 860-522-9842. Can you explain that, please? I just want to understand how you reconcile that in your own mind. Is it right? Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Is it right to allow a guy who's transing to woman, is it right to allow that person to compete as a full-fledged physical female against full-fledged physical females, when in fact the body remains that of a man? 860-522-9842. This is not complicated, I don't think, but maybe it is. Kellyanne calls from Massachusetts. Hi, Kellyanne.
Hello there.
Nice to hear from you.
You too. So gender dysphoria is what it's called.
Yeah.
I don't know a whole lot about it. I did watch the TLC show Jazz and had been following it.
Uh-huh.
And I do believe that it is a disorder. But I always come back to what happens to majority rules, right? We're in a democracy. So we're talking about a very small percent of the population with this. And, you know, even the whole LGBTQ, all of that community, it almost seems like they want special treatment at this point. You know, I mean, we can accept them, and they're free to believe what they want to believe, and we're not stopping them from that. But when it starts to come into, you know, sports and mixing with girls and the differences in the physique and the weight and all of that, I think we really have to draw the line there.
Well, let me just answer the first question. What happened to majority rule? Well, the majority doesn't get to do something that harms individuals and takes away their rights. So the argument from the left would be this is their right to be what they identify as. That would be their argument. And I have no problem with that as long as they're not forcing other people, because that's the premise that allows them to say, you can't force somebody who self-identifies as a particular gender to be a different gender. Well, okay, then you can't force all of us to live by some standard that denies science. That so I think we have an equal argument on that. And that's where I get confused. So what's the rest of your point?
Well, I agree with you that, you know, I think it's fun. I have nothing against people who are different, and they can live their lives the way they want, as long as it doesn't affect me. But I think, you know, when you're getting into some of these situations with the bathrooms in schools and situations like that.
Well, how about the girls in this particular case, Kellyanne? I'm going to let you go because there's a lot of noise on your line, but thank you so much for the call. How about the girls who are trying to compete against these physical men who self-identify as women? How is that not denying them their right to get equal treatment under the law, or whatever the argument would be? Certainly, it's not fair to have a competition in which you treat men like women, and then those men physically get to compete against physical women and then claim they're the best. How do you call somebody who decided 6 months ago that they're going to change over and become a woman, that but they've got all the physicality of a man? How do you force everybody to pretend that's a woman and cheer them when they win a race? That, to me, is bizarre. We'll take some more calls in just a moment on WTIC.
Tell us your story. Did we misstate that? You were in a race, two biological males were allowed to compete, and you didn't make it by two slots. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. I came eighth place, and the top six qualify for the regional New England meet. And if those two athletes weren't competing, then I would have been the sixth girl, and I would have moved on and advanced.
How is that fair? I don't get it. Somebody's got to explain. I want to hear from some leftists on this, please, some liberals who believe that science should be denied in this case. Explain, please. I'm not going to fight you on it. I would just like to hear your explanation. You can use the contest line, 800-953-1080. We'll make that the liberal hotline today, 800-953-1080. And next up is Fred Middletown. Hi, Fred.
Hi, how are you?
Thanks for the call, sir.
Yes. You know, at first I thought the way you did, and it's not fair. But then the more I thought about it, for the last 30 years since the 70s, I've heard how women are just as equal as men and they can do anything a man can do. Now, the Boy Scouts are now not called Boy Scouts. They're just called Scouts.
Really? Did they drop boys?
Women in a Citadel, which was strictly a male thing for years. Now, when I was in the Navy back in the 70s, there was no females aboard any ships. But now they're aboard ships doing everything. They can't have it both ways. You want to be equal to a man, or you want to be a, I mean, you can't have it both ways.
Yeah, I get you.
You can eat it too.
So you want to get even on this one?
Well, no, I don't think it's so much even, but for 30 years now, I've been hearing how they can do anything a male can do. So now you got to live with it.
All right. Well, that's a viable hypothesis, I think. I like the idea, Fred. Thank you for sharing it. Fred says, hey, if there is no difference according to politics, then why not force them to live with that? And that's what I love about this conversation and this particular story, is that it forces the left, because they're following their natural instincts of pursuing the quote-unquote rights of the smallest number of people against the largest number of people. So more people are hurt. The rights of more American individuals are hurt by this science denial than whose rights are being protected. And that's a problem, it seems to me. That's my problem with it. Our job is to make sure we're not taking away other people's rights to live life as they want. And a girl athlete has a right to compete against girls, not boys. Right? Tom in Burlington, hi.
Hi, this my comment kind of ties into the gentleman you just had on there.
Okay.
In this new uber-leftist society we live in, I just want to make sure, are you familiar with the term intersectionality?
I am, yes.
Okay.
It refers to what? Multiple. You're firing on multiple sympathies.
All victim groups are aligned and are on the same team, and you know they all intersect. You know, a feminist who's a victim of male privilege, it is they have something in common with black people who are victims of being black, feminists, LGBTQ.
Okay, got it.
Right. So, you know, here's where, and I used to tell my wife this a couple of years ago even, watch, it's eventually going to come to the point where there's a victim Olympics. There's a pileup in the intersectionality intersection. And the feminists decided to take cause with everybody else, and now they find themselves in this whole circular logic situation where women's sports are being infiltrated by men, and they have to support it.
Okay, because what's happening now is male athletes are slipping into under this umbrella of intersectionality. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay, so, that's really beautifully articulated. Go continue.
Well, just to add on to that, you know, so they're victims of their own social justice.
Yes, they've built this paradigm with which they've trapped themselves into supporting something that makes absolutely no sense.
Into a corner, you know. And it's circular logic. It comes across the dark side of the moon, and then it comes around, and then it butts into its own self.
Yes, which is absolutely delightful. That's why I love this topic. Thank you so much, Tom. Good to hear from you. 860-522-9842. Mike calling from Thomaston. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Go, go, go.
All right. So I was going to say, I got to call nonsense on this whole topic, and it has nothing to do with, like, for instance, the gay community. I'm fine with it. I could wrap my head around a sexual preference. Who you sleep with, that's fine. I can't tell you what gets you going. But when it comes to how you feel, if you feel like a man or you feel like a woman, what does that even mean? We have women of all different types. You have women that are more masculine. You have women that are very feminine.
Yes, but those physical features are often the result of hormonal differences, and those hormonal differences can also, I would assume, affect brain development so that some switch that goes off to make your body into that of a male doesn't go off to make your psyche into that of a male. Don't you think?
My point is, if you're going to go by how somebody feels, where does it stop?
Well, it depends on what you do as a result of how they feel. And I think that's exactly where we are with this. It doesn't stop at a logical place, and that's the problem.
Yeah, I can't support it. I have two young kids, a boy and a girl. I'm telling you right now, and I don't even know how I'm going to react to this as they get older, but it's nonsense. It can't.
Well, how old are your kids?
They're 2 years old three and one, basically.
Okay, so if you had a little boy who told you at age four he's a girl, he wants to dress as a girl, he is a girl, and then you followed that for a couple of years, and he was miserable having to be forced to dress like a boy, wouldn't you want to accommodate those wishes?
Just being frank with you, I don't know how I would deal with it. It's not something I could wrap my head around.
If my child
comes to me and says that they have a sexual preference for the same sex, I could get my head around that because...
Yes, but that's different. This is them wanting... So this is what... I'm sorry I'm out of time for this segment because I'd love to follow that further with you, Mike. But this is what my family friend, her grandchild, that's where the grandchild is. And the kid's now living as a girl because that's what he wants to do. And I don't know what else you do as a parent. But this is a different question. We'll talk more about it coming up on WTIC. Yes, indeed. We are talking transgender. So I just want to finish that point from before we went to news. And that is, if I had a child who was going through a transgender thing, believed himself to be a girl, or the other way around, 5 years old, 6 years old, whatever it is. I'm not going to fight the kid. Are you? I'm going to go with it and see where it leads. But I'm going to make sure the kid isn't being brainwashed into something somehow, you know, because it could be a phase. And it's certainly not an easy thing on a personal basis. And I don't mean to suggest it is. What I do mean to suggest is that when you are dealing with high school athletes, there's something dangerous and cruel about not having the courage to say, this is where the idea of treating somebody who believes themselves to be a girl like a girl, and treating somebody who believes themselves to be a boy like a boy, when you're insisting that there is no difference between male and female, when you refuse to acknowledge where logic bumps into politics. That's what I see going on here with these three Connecticut athletes, track runners, runners of track. What do you call them? Track stars. Track and field athletes. Track and field athletes deserve to compete against other athletes of their own gender, not somebody who's just decided to switch and has no capacity to diminish their physical capabilities enough to make them equal to the females they're competing against, the biological females. Isn't that obvious? 860-522-9842. Liberals, call the contest line 800-953-1080. We'll get you on quickly to get your opinion in. Joe in Simsbury. Hi, Joe.
Hello there. This whole trans sanity thing is just out of control. My opinion is that it's undermining feminism, true feminism. It's undermining the gay rights movement. And there are a lot of gay people who have come out and said that, and I'm not gay. And it's undermining common sense. There was a Navy SEAL that was on TV probably about 3 months or so ago, obviously a little bit tougher than me, who is now a woman. And their opinion was very strong that until someone goes through all of the treatments, they cannot compete as a woman.
And I don't even know what all of the treatments means. Like, can you actually ever make a male body as weak and reduced in muscle mass and small enough to make it the equivalent of somebody who's grown up as a girl from the start?
Well, according to this Navy SEAL, when you go through all the treatments, there is a big detrimental impact on the body to mm-hmm. get to that point. But really, the thing is that gender is not fluid. And this whole thing about transgender, I really think is just undermining not only the female athletes, whether it be track, it's going to be basketball, it's other sports as well.
So that's interesting. Is that what the argument is, that gender itself is fluid as opposed to sexual preference?
You know, there's a guy, Andrew Sullivan, he's
great writer.
He's a great writer, and he's gay, and he's come out pretty aggressively about the LGB community getting too close to the T community, if that makes sense. Because he said that it really undermines
there are different
the
issues.
Meaning of homosexuality, because if you abandon biology as a matter of sex and gender, then you undermine the whole concept of homosexuality.
Yeah, that's very interesting. All right, Joe, good to hear from you. Thanks for the call. 860-522-9842. This is a logic issue, it seems to me, and this is why I love it. I love that Connecticut Democrats have gone down this path where they want to outlaw logic and outlaw science when it comes to pandering to a group of devout supporters. Remember, every policy Democrats make is designed to pander to a special interest group. And that's all they're doing here, as far as I can tell. But I'm still looking for a logical argument that would support the idea of denying fact, denying biology, denying science. 860-522-WTIC, which is all they're doing, as far as I can tell. Matt, Bristol, hello.
Hi, Todd. Yeah, the only way I can say the absurdity of this argument is with an analogy.
picture an able-bodied person deciding they want to compete in the Special Olympics. It's kind of the same thing.
It is, or we could, I guess we could go to, don't the Olympics test to make sure that your chromosomes are all one way or the other for women athletes? Because some women have an extra Y or whatever it is, and that means they're kind of in between?
I'm sure they do now, but this is the way that we're heading, where men, biological men, are going to be able to compete in the Olympics in the female category if it keeps going this direction.
Yeah, I don't know how they would deny it, except that it's the Olympics are international, so there might be some countries that are more rational than we are. I don't know, Matt. Thank you for the call. 860-522-9842. Does it make sense to you to give somebody the status of being a female and allowing them to compete in high school sports if they were born a male and have only recently decided to change over? That's what we're trying to reconcile. Hello, Paul. You're next on WTIC.
Good afternoon. This is going to get interesting real fast. There's a lawsuit in the state of Connecticut. I just caught a blurb about it the other day on one of my news feeds. The CIAC, the sanctioning body for high school sports, is being sued because they're allowing boys to compete as girls, et cetera, et cetera. And this is all based on the young lady that finished eighth in the state track meet. And because she didn't finish sixth, she was the top two spots with boys.
No, this is the story we're responding to.
Right. And so you've got that lawsuit going on. The IOC recently stripped a transgender power lifter of his women's weightlifting championships because he did not meet their definition of females. Sadly, this whole issue seems to be a uniquely American problem. I mean, I've tried searching for this sort of stupidity in England and Canada and, you know, enlightened countries in Europe, such as Germany. It doesn't exist. So this is a uniquely American malady. And what is causing it, I have no idea. But if the United States expects to enter, you know, transgender men into women's sports, I think they're going to be for a rude awakening on the international stage.
Well, it will be interesting. Yeah, thank you, Paul. It will be interesting to see how far they go with this, because obviously they are running into trouble.
So girls like Selena should never be forced to be spectators in their own sports. But unfortunately, that is exactly what's taking place when you allow biological males to compete in sports that have been set aside and specifically designed for women like Selena. Title IX was designed to ensure that girls have a fair shake at athletics and are not denied the opportunity to participate at the highest levels of competition. So Alliance Defending Freedom, on behalf of Selena and a couple of other brave female athletes, has filed or is in the process of filing a Title IX complaint, asking the Department of Education to step in to investigate and to restore a level playing field.
This is a remarkable story. That's a representative from the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference, I think, on Tucker Carlson, with Selena Soule, the one of the three students filing suit to try to get this thing straightened out. 860-522-9842, or unstraightened out, depending on which side of the discussion you're on. I don't know how we let go of rational thinking when we make policy, but that seems to be what's asked here. If you have a different opinion, I'd love to hear it, though. Eric, you're next on WTIC. Hi, Eric.
Hi, how are you?
Thanks for the call. I don't answer that question, so it's better not to ask it.
All right. So I basically boil this argument down to something beyond transgender. I don't think it has anything to do with being transgender, because the argument is basically that physical attributes no longer matter in physical competition. So to allow biological males to compete against biological females, you also have to kind of set the precedent that, you know, steroids are not legal, because you're saying that physical attributes aren't a factor in physical sports anymore.
Which you could do, right? You could throw everybody onto the field together, and then they would self-sort, and you'd get the weaker, you'd get two groups, you know, those who had the strength of men and those who had the strength of women, and then you could be, maybe this is what they're after, that they don't think people should be divided up based on something artificial that doesn't really exist, like gender differences, but they should just be allowed to, the bad ones or the weaker ones, be in one half. And how would that work? Do you think that would solve this?
The argument I've heard from transgender athletes is basically that their physical attributes are only one part of how good they are at a sport. So they might be a biological male, but another girl might be taller. So another person might be under more or less stress. And it's a kind of a summation of all these different factors that make you good. So I don't see how you could allow this and not allow steroid use too, because steroid use would only just be one factor in the sport.
So, you mean you would replace that argument for somebody using steroids would be the same as a 7-foot athlete that they had?
Exactly. So what's the difference? We're setting the precedent to, you know, allow steroid use now because it's just one factor.
All right. That's interesting, Eric. Anything else?
That's all I got. Thanks.
Thanks for the call. So does that argument make any sense? This is the argument that is used sometimes. We actually had a transgender advocate on who said that, who gave us, this was months ago when the story was first breaking. And what this person was saying, I forget what the allowed pronoun was on this person's website. Was it they? I think she went by they. So they argued that, just what Eric said, that there are all kinds of differences, physical differences that restrict or define what athletic possibilities are. And there's no reason to block people based on male or female and delineate who they should compete against based on that. Makes no sense to me, but maybe you could explain it in a more compelling way. 860-522-9842. Do we have a right to treat physically, biologically, male athletes as females? Or vice versa? Does that make any sense to do that? Because that's what Connecticut Democrats insist that we do. Stay with us on WTIC. So is the solution to this conflict over transgender athletics, is the way to deal with it to have all, to get rid of the delineations between men and women and just let everybody compete and see if it reaches an equitable balance in the end? In other words, would as many women win races as men? Or would it lead to a natural grouping where the top half would be largely male and the bottom half would largely be female? So you would just divide based on performance. You'd get the same result. And then what would that accomplish? Well, I guess it would prove that it's silly to deny science. 860-522-9842. We're talking about track athletes, track and field athletes, and the three girls in Connecticut who are suing to get their rights back to compete against other women rather than to have biological men competing because of their identity, gender identity issues. 860-522-9842. Is this convoluted thinking on the part of the left, or do they have something, do you think? Bill calling from Wilcott. Hi, Bill.
Yeah, hey, Pat. So the Olympic policy is this, and this was established in 2016. Here's the interesting part. If a female wants to compete in the male categories, there's actually no restrictions whatsoever.
Okay.
But if a male wants to compete in the female, they used to require a gender assignment surgery, which means, you know, full surgery to become a female, and you also have, but they dropped that. Now they just have to maintain their testosterone levels below a certain amount for a year, and also during all the competitions they have to keep that same level. But in 2018 they started to change that, and they're actually thinking of making the testosterone levels half, or I should say making them double the level that you could have than it used to be. So it's a policy that they're going to be.
So it's still in flux. So they haven't decided yet from that when they decided in 2018 to revisit this. They haven't finished revisiting it. Okay, because I was trying to research it and I couldn't find the result and I was wondering why.
And unfortunately, I believe what they're doing is they're waiting for to see how much pressure they're going to get from the special interest groups so that when they make the decision, it'll be supported by...
If they can handle the war that they start.
Exactly. So they just want to make the war much less. And, of course, they'd much rather have a war against, oh, God, I'm going to get killed for this, normal people than, or let's say the traditional values than the new wave values.
Yes. All right, but Bill. I'm sorry. I thought you were done, and I cut you off. Didn't mean to do that. Matt in Newington. Hi, Matt.
How are we doing tonight?
Thanks for the call.
Hey, I was a high school track coach back for a private all-girls school about 15 years ago. I did it for about 10 years there in a public school, and we had an issue where we went to a state finals at Willowbrook Park in New Britain, and two of my girls were hurdlers that were very, very experienced, very, very good. They were like in the top five in the state, and they had to compete against someone who identified as female, who was actually 6'4", and a huge difference. If you don't know anything about hurdles, the hurdles for girls are set at a certain height.
Yeah. So it was nothing for this transgender person to hop over those hurdles. So what was the result of this?
Step over them. He won going away, and my girls were absolutely devastated. They got to go to the New England finals, which was great, but unfortunately they didn't get to go any farther than that because of this gentleman taking the gold medal.
And how long ago was this?
This was probably 2002, 2003.
Wow, that's going way back.
Yes. I remember like it was yesterday because the Rockettes were still at New Britain Stadium, and the Rockettes sales manager had come over to watch what was going on before their game got started and saw how devastated my two girls were and gave them complimentary tickets, made them the people of the day, got to throw out the first pitch, a couple of different stuff.
So were there no laws? I'm assuming there were no laws requiring that be the result. How did it happen that be the policy 15 years ago?
It ended up happening by the fact that the state open is open to any school, any competing athlete that has competed in at least three quarters of the meets for their school that year. This is a school from
way up
in the northwest corner.
So one school had this policy, and that allowed that athlete to then go devastate all these women athletes from all over the state.
Yes, and the killer part was the school I was coaching for, there were two other schools that I knew very well. I knew their kids from different
quickly,
sports.
Matt, quick. I got to run.
They basically the same thing. It was the same type of thing that they were devastated. They were
got to hold you there. Sorry, I'm out of time. Appreciate the call.